You're listening to SBS News.
Boats have been anchored and safety teams are ready to respond to Cyclone Nisarga. Disaster management teams are in place preparing for the worst. This fisherman, Santosh, says there have been warnings.
The government gave us the information about 3 to 4 days back. We have to stay alert on our own for that. Our fellow fishermen who move in the sea at 12 or 10 nautical miles, they also stay alert. We give information to each other regarding storms and all. That's why we also pulled our boats to shore.
Families evacuated from low-lying areas on Tuesday. Some trains from Mumbai have been rescheduled and domestic airline travel has been postponed. This Mumbai resident is one of many trying to protect themselves and their homes from potential damage.
We have been shifted to this building for safety so that we can stay here. We live near the sea and so our home is close to the shore, so that's why for our safety we have been taken far, but not that far. It is close only, but we are safe here. We have been also provided with food and water.
India's meteorological department says the cyclone will turn into a severe storm with wind gusts of up to 120 kilometres an hour expected. Gujarat Department Director Jayanta Saka outlined earlier weather predictions.
It will cross the land tomorrow afternoon as a severe cyclonic storm. The maximum cyclonic wind that we are expecting is 100 to 110 kilometres per hour, gusting to 120 kilometres per hour.
Department Chief Mruttyunjay Mohapatra delivered a later weather update.
Cyclone Nisarga has further intensified today morning and it has become a severe cyclonic storm. The associated wind speed is about 100 to 110 kmph, gusting to 120 kmph. We are expecting that with this wind speed, it will cross Maharashtra coast between Harihareswar and Daman, very close to south of Alibag, during afternoon.
But the deployment of relief and rescue crews is putting pressure on the Indian government as the number of coronavirus infections rises above 200,000. While landslides in India have killed at least 20 people after heavy pre-monsoon rains. Last month, another cyclone also left more than 100 people dead in India and Bangladesh. India has recorded almost 6,000 COVID-19 deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.